President Bush and many Republicans in Congress favor repeal of the estate tax, which they refer to as the death tax. It requires payment of inheritance tax on large estates. The rate can be as low as 18% or as high as 55% of the estate's value. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The tax is levied on any estate worth more than $675,000, or double that if it's owned by a married couple. As with most taxes, there are ways to get around these rules, says Richard Schmalbeck of Duke University Law School.
If the estate's just barely into the taxable range, there are things that you can do using the marital deduction that may get you just below the threshold. So if you're talking about a couple that has maybe $2 or $2.5 million, they can probably avoid paying any transfer taxes at all if they are careful about what they do and get good advice.
Schmalbeck says wealthier families can also reduce their estate tax bill by a third to a half by putting money into trusts and family partnerships. But Schmalbeck says most people who inherit large estates do end up paying some of the tax. Supporters of the tax, such as the University of Michigan's Joel Slemrod, have long maintained that it is highly progressive.
It's all paid by the richest 2% of Americans, and even within the richest 2%, a fairly high fraction comes from the richest of the rich.
Slemrod says that of the estates taxed in 1998, 89% were worth more than $2.5 million. But critics say these numbers are not what they seem. Because many farms and businesses are worth millions of dollars on paper, they're subject to the tax. Arizona Senator John Kyle says they have to buy costly insurance policies to pay it.
Remember, the person who died doesn't pay the tax. It's the heirs. So when the father dies or the grandfather dies who created the business, it's the widow, it's the heirs, it's all of the people in the family who are affected by the fact that the tax either had to be paid or the business sold in order to pay the tax.
The government has taken many steps over the years to ease the burden on farmers and small business owners. For instance, they can take 14 years to pay off the tax at low interest rates. Then, too, the government assesses farms not at the market value, but at what's called the use value, which is typically much lower. Still, farmers such as Robert Cicada, whose family owns 1,500 acres north of Denver, see the tax as a real hardship.
We really haven't had the cash available to do any type of real in-depth estate planning. And then what's put a double pressure on that is the increase in land values in the area because of the urban growth. It's just made it impossible to keep up with that situation.
Debate about the estate tax often centers on families like Cicada's. But the truth is, farmers and small business owners make up less than 3% of those who pay the tax. The vast majority have their money in other assets, especially real estate and stocks. These are assets that can appreciate dramatically in value, but under current law, they can be passed on without the heir ever paying capital gains tax on them, says William H. Gates Sr.
All kinds of people die with vast estates, no part of which has been taxed.
If the estate tax is repealed, people will be able to inherit assets like these without paying any tax on the increased value. While tax critics may see nothing wrong with that, it is likely to make selling repeal to voters much more difficult. As a compromise, Senator Kyle has proposed requiring heirs to pay capital gains tax for the first time. Kyle says right now, families that inherit property often must sell it to pay the estate tax.
If we substitute a capital gains tax for the estate tax, then they don't have to sell if they don't want to. But if their heirs do sell, then they're going to pay a tax.
Critics are hoping this substitution will blunt the argument that repeal of the tax represents a free ride for the rich. They also note that even if repeal succeeds at the federal level, it won't do away with the estate tax altogether. Many states also tax people's estates, albeit at a lower rate. These state taxes can be deducted off a person's federal estate tax bills, so many heirs may not be aware of them. But the state taxes will survive even if the federal tax does not. So wealthy people who hope to completely avoid paying taxes on property they inherit may ultimately be disappointed. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.